Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Karen, you've gotten in touch with this. You're currently homeless and you're in emergency accommodation, I think, and you're trying to improve your situation. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm with my two kids. I'm residing in a B&B, and since I've came there, I've got no key work or anything like that. I've no support from anyone in the council or the APS.
How long are you there?
6 months now.
You're a young lad. Found a tablet.
Yeah. The first time we arrived there, I got onto the APS, the Placement Accommodation Service, and they just basically said it was only one tablet. It wasn't a packet or anything like that.
Right. But where did they find it?
On the carpet. See, it's a really outdated kind of place, you know. It was filthy when we got there. I actually had to give the kids to my friend, and I had to go back myself, and there was blood stains on the bed sheet.
Oh, dear.
I have photos of it. There's peanut butter behind the fridge, used. It wasn't tidied at all for us. There was dust. It was just, it's awful. And the shower door was falling down.
And a pill.
It was a pill. It was, yeah. Now, it doesn't matter if it was one or ten. If my child had to swallow it, then I would have been in the A&E, and who was going to answer for then?
Because you have no idea what it was. Not
exactly,
that it matters,
yeah.
It shouldn't be there.
No, it shouldn't. It's awful in there. Like, I've been, like, we went nearly 3 days without water, heat, anything like that. Sockets, we had no sockets at one stage for like 2 weeks.
Right.
They told me to go to the local swimming pool and bathe with my children.
What, the B&B did?
The APS.
And the councillors paying rent for this. Sounds like an awful dump.
Yeah, it is. Now, I have a car. I can't park on the property.
Right.
So, it's just a nightmare. It's awful. I have been trying. I'm on CBL every week, obviously, and on DAFT. I just find it so hard to find a place. They're trying to turn off cooking facilities over other people or whatever, just leaving a bit of a crumb. Like, the woman threatened in a long message just saying that she's going cutting off the washing machine facilities then as well, if you use them past a certain time. And, you know, with kids, it's hard to use them at times given, you know. Like, if I'm out and about and I come back at a certain time, I then can't come back and use the washing machine.
Yeah.
Like, there was times where my things got stuck in the washing machine because she stopped the cycle. It's awful.
One of your kids, I think, is learning to walk and uses a little walker like thousands of other kids, but
can't use
it.
No, he can't. And I've got letters from GP and health nurses and things like that. But I can't. My son can't use his walker. He's not meeting his milestones at all.
Yeah.
So I have to get up every morning. I bring my little girl to school and I'm out then all day bringing the walker around with me. Wherever I go, the walker has to come with me in my car.
Yeah.
I know it's a roof overhead and there's people in lots, you know, worse positions, but I don't think it's suitable accommodation.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if the council are paying for this, you expect a certain standard. And you've come to us, I think, just to air your story.
Because no one is listening to me. The APS aren't listening to me. There's no one. I have TVs. I have everybody.
And I know that you've got reports from public health nurses and everything saying the place isn't suitable.
Yeah, I did. I have them all. They're all on file. I keep copies of them for myself as well. It's horrible. It seems like it's never ending. And I've no one helping me on my behalf, you know, like, like, well, you're supposed to be assigned a key worker and things like that. When you went to homelessness, I've been offered nothing like that.
Right.
And I know I did get talking to people who were in there shorter than me, and they have been offered it. They got it, and they're getting loads of help. But I just feel like, I don't know for what reason, they're not doing anything with me.
You feel a bit abandoned.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like me and my kids are being failed, especially my children.
Yeah.
My young kids, they're suffering, you know. I just feel like they're just not listening to me, or they're not helping me in any way.
All right. Well, I won't make any promises to you, because that would be wrong of me. But if anyone knows how you might find a bit of help, maybe get moved, then
yeah,
they can call us.
I'm asking to be paid now the last 5-6 weeks. I get talked to a few people that are in homelessness too, and they're being relocated all the time.
Okay.
Like, and where I am is really, it's awful. I have to go up the streets, like the stairs, and I have to drag two kids and shopping. I know if I have my own place, maybe if apartment, I'd have to do the same, but it's really bad. Like, and then next door, then in neighbouring B&Bs, you have, you know, the people coming to flee the war.
Yes.
They're out then all night on the street. I have videos on my phone, drinking, partying, harassing people. Like, one of them tried to follow me in the door one night when I was going in with my kids. I got an awful fright. I reported it all, and they just say, oh, ring the Gardaí for antisocial.
Karen, I'm going to leave it there. We'll see if anyone has any suggestions for you. Thank you for your call.
Thanks a million.
Cheers, Karen. It's an unfortunate situation. And there's lots of people find themselves in that situation, living in places that, well, very, very questionable, and being paid for with your money and mine. Remember that when she goes into emergency accommodation, she's being paid for with your money and mine. I remember a few years ago, we did this thing, and I don't know if it ever changed. We did this thing whereby I spoke to a woman on the air here, and she, like that, was in emergency accommodation in a B&B with her children, and her children were school going, and indeed she was working. But every morning she had to get the kids ready for school and go with them to the local centre, which had a really nice deli, and she had to get them their breakfast there every morning, because even though she had been put up in a B&B, they were only getting the bed. They weren't allowed have access to the dining room. And I remember being really put out by that at the time and thinking, well, hang on a minute now. It's B&B, not just B. And they weren't allowed into the dining room. And as she said to me, and it was heartbreaking to listen, she said, PJ, how do I explain to an 8-year-old who's hungry and can smell sausages that we have to go, and toast, that we have to go out into the rain and I'll get her sausages in the shop? How do I explain that to an 8-year-old? And I know that we tried to kick up a bit about it at the time, and people raised it at council, and I'm not sure if it ever got sorted, that if you're being put into a B&B, you're entitled to your breakfast as well as your bed. I don't know, it's just a by the way, and it came back to me there as I was chatting with Karen.
Cork's 96 FM.